Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Democratic Representative Justin Parrish announced on Facebook yesterday that he will not run for re-election.
I've said from the beginning that I'll run for re-election unless I'm able to find someone who can do it better than me. And now, after many conversations, I think I have. My former chief of staff, Robert Edwardson, who worked with me from the beginning, has agreed to serve. He's agreed to put his name into the hat, and I hope that you'll support him.
Edwardson is a Democrat and member of the Juneau Assembly. Another Assembly member, Deputy Mayor Jerry Nan Curvis, is running as a Republican for the seat. Parrish did not respond to KTOO's request for a follow-up interview. House District 34 includes the Mendenhall Valley, the Juneau Airport area, and neighborhoods to the northwest. The legislature has approved an update to its nearly 20-year-old policy on sexual harassment that explicitly allows for the use of outside investigators in cases involving legislators under certain circumstances. A group of lawmakers was tasked with rewriting a policy that had been in place since 2000 and was criticized as being too vague. The group's draft policy on sexual and other workplace harassment was adopted by the Legislative Council on Monday, as was a separate policy on professional workplace conduct. The Mark Anthony DeSimone homicide trial is back on track, only a few days behind schedule. Jury selection starts today. During a pretrial evidentiary hearing yesterday in Juneau Superior Court, a prosecution witness testified about a comment DeSimone allegedly said to him immediately after the May 2016 shooting of Dulio Antonio Tony Rosales. The witness said he later passed on the information to the Alaska State Trooper investigator in charge of the case, but the investigator testified that he had no memory or no record of that particular conversation with the witness. Judge Philip Pallenberg said he did not believe there was misconduct involved with disclosure of the new information on the eve of the trial. He scheduled start of the trial for this morning. DeSimone is accused of shooting Rosales at a hunting cabin in Excursion Inlet, and trial was scheduled to start Monday until the witness revealed the new information. And the Juneau School District has named Finance Officer Sarah Yon as its next Director of Administrative Services, effective July 1st. In her new role, Yon will take on managing the district's nearly $90 million budget. She takes over for David Means, who's retiring after 13 years with the district and 36 years as a school administrator in Southeast Alaska. His last day of work will be June 29th. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for rain likely for today and high temperature about 45 to 50 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.